Today's daf is Nida daf Nun Ches, and we are on Nun Zayin Mabez. We'll pick up with where we stopped with a couple of years ago, and that is the fifth wide line, Tashma, on Nun Zayin Amid Bez. So we started the eighth parak in the last daf, and this is all about Ksamim, all the rules of Ksamim, Simen Kuf Tzadi in the Yoredeya, in Hilchas Nida, that's the Simen about Ksamim, that talks about how a woman becomes Tame on a Durabanan level. Pashtus, as we mentioned, could be that it's Daraisa, but only conceptually. That's a reflection of the cycle. But either way, it seems that the Pshuto Shel Hagamara Shmuel told us that Batka Karka Olam V'Yeshala Matzadam Aleha Tahora, because she has to have a Hargasha. We spoke about the three types of Hargasha. The first Pischei Tshuva in Ilchas Nida that talks about the different types of Hargasha: a body tremor, the Ziva, the extra one of Ziva's Davar Lach, and the third one that's mentioned, if you remember the beginning of Kuf Pei Gimel, just to mention that again, the Pischei Tshuva quotes, V'dad, the Shalosh Min HaGosh, Ziyesh, Leishi, Inyin, Lini, Tzmei, Abida, Raisa, Ziyazua, Gufa, that's the Rambam, Psichas HaMakar, right, that's the other one mentioned, Trumas HaDeshen, and the third is Margesha's Zivras Tavalach Mimena Bifnim. That one is a Machlokas, the Noda Behuda, and the Chasam Sofer. So, Hargasha is needed according to Shmuel, so we're going through the different days about whether a Hargasha is needed or not. So, we're up to Tashma, the next Brisa that tries to prove whether there is a need for Hargasha or not. If I mentioned the last time, but there is a Trumas HaDeshen. The Trumas HaDeshen discusses what happens, right? We usually say there are two ingredients. There's the Hargasha and then there's the Re'iya. You have to have the Hargasha and then the Re'iya. What if you only have a Hargasha and no Re'iya? What does that mean? A woman has a Hargasha and then she checks and she doesn't find anything. So what do you do in that case? Again, it does not come up lemaisa so often because, again, b'zman hazeh, most women do not have these hargashos. But there's Trumas HaDeshen in Reish Mem Vav discusses Isha Shirgisha Ba'atzma Shniftach Bekora Lahotzi Dam V'Halchu Barkez Atzma Miyad U'matzato Aleid Lachluchis Lavan, and all she finds is some white discharge. A little bit of off-white, we might call it. So what's the halacha there? There was a hargasha, but there was a re'iya tahora, right? We had earlier, right? Even within red, there's only five reds that are reddish colors that are tame. Okay, we are machmir by all reds, the Amoram said, because we're not sure. But the Mishnah said, the chamisha mine damim on daf yotes, and then a daf later on daf chaf, the Amoram said, okay, all reds, but white is a mare tahora. But here she had a hargasha. So Trumas HaDeshen is not so ready to be makel in that case. Tshuva yira the tzorach l'zyashiv adover. You have to be mizyashiv, you have to think about it, because he quotes all of the Rishonim based on that Gemara back on Daf Chaf, that we have to be machmer by all different types of reds, and that he says, v'chitev b'nido didon, maybe, we'll start with the earlier, v'yatat tzorach l'daktik, v'devri smaku v'hilchas nida, imrotzim lomar af v'shar maros v'chomine damim, afilu yorak v'lovan, when they say, we don't know b'zman hazes, we have to be machmir. Is that only all the reds and things that are noted to the reds, or even extending more than the days of the Gemara? So, and he says here, it's off-white, it's not mamish white, so he is very hesitant to be makel here, because if there really was a hargasha, so then there was a hargasha, and why else would you have a hargasha? Again, we had on the end of yesterday's daf, we had the three types of masked hargashos. Okay, so then something is covered. That's an Eda Badika, and that is the Tashmish, and that is a Hashtana. The three types of masked hargashas. But here there wasn't. There was just a hargasha. So the Trumas HaDeshen himself says, Yesh l'tamav, yidira de'isha shirgisha ubatka achar kach, v'lo matzasa klum. What if she didn't find anything? Not only the white, so yesh l'tamav. Devada, yasa tibetam kachardol. It must have come out, finis kaneach onimo. De hargasha svara daraisahi. But the Shmuel says, hargasha is svara daraisa, hecha delecha lemitli hargasha b'midi achrini. If there is no other talia to put the hargasha on, so then one has to be machmir, as, and he quotes the Gemara that we just had yesterday, anim salachar zman, peturim anakarban, ida argasha amai peturin, Alma the Svarad Daraisa, even the Chayv Alei Karbon. If you give him the Svarad Daraisa, who it's similar to the Mandamar of Vestas Daraisa, which we had earlier, that if there was a time of the vest and one did, a woman did not do a bdika, yet be choshesh, that there was dam and one didn't see. And that Ramadashan is quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch, the beginning of Kuf Tzadi. As we know, all the simanim, everything in this parak is about in Kuf Tzadi. Says the Shulchan Aruch, yeah, we've read this. Divar Torah ein isha mitama lo asur labayla acha targish shiotz adam mibsara v'cham gazru al kesem shrimsa begufa o bibegadeha. There might be a differences between guf and beged. She tameya v'asur labayla afilu lo hergisha v'afilu badkatzmo matza tahora. Even if she checks herself and invites herself tahora, right? That's that line. That's the true intention. The tzrichah v'sektarish she divdokatzmo v'timsa tahora v'yacharach timne shivinikiyim chutz miyom hamitzia. As we know, if Rigisha Shnivzach Makor Lohotzi Dam Ubat Karchak Avlomasa Klum Yesh Mishomer Trumas Adeshen Shehi Tameya. Some say that she is Tamei. Why is it Yesh Mishomer? Because the Rishonim don't mention it, right? Shani Omer says the Taz Dam Yotza Gachardov Nes Kanech Onimok Targasha Daraisehi Heichadik Lemitli Biyachrini Trumas Hadeshen. That's the Trumas Hadeshen again. Big Pischei Tshuvas here about these issues. Pischei Tshuva is always crucial, right? He quotes all the Achronim over the past couple hundred years on Shulchan Aruch, and he quotes all of the Noda Bihudis, Chassam Sofers, that are Shayach to the Halacha in the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, so that's an important discussion. So let's go back to where we left off with in the last cycle. Tashma, fifth wide line. Nimse Zata Omer, Gimel Sfekos B'Isha. So there are three levels of Safek when it comes to an Isha by these Ksamim. Al-Bsara, Safek Tame, Safek Tara Tame. If it's found on her flesh. Again, not such as common of a shayla, because we, Bizman Hazeh, have tight-fitting undergarments, but the shaylas do come up. Sometimes there's a leakage, sometimes it's found on the basar. So, al-basara, if there's a savik tameh. Al-chaluka, savik tameh, savik tar. If it's found on a garment, then savik is tar. Ube magaos, ube hesetos, holach achar harov. What does that mean? Rashi, Isha Shlomatza Kesem, for he mechzeches atzma besavik nida. A woman who did find a kesem, but she's always besavik, could go in she'en la vest, for gila liros tadir. Right? She always sees. Vinaga oisita. And she touched something, or she moved something. So you go after Rov Yamim, and if Rov Yamim she's supposed to see, then it's Tamei, even though she didn't have a Hargasha. My, so, So my Halachachra Rov, what did that last line of the Brisa mean? Lav, im Rov Yameha Tamei and Tameya, afalgav de loher gisha. You go after the Rov of her days, to assume whether the Taros are Tamei, that, and therefore even without a Hargasha you assume that? Again, Shmuel. Again, Shmuel says it's only Daraisa. If there's a Hargasha, lo, imrov yameha, the Hargasha chazia, temeya, de imar Hargasha v'lavadaite. No, the robe is including the halacha of Hargasha. Get the Rishonim in the Mefarshim wonder. Now you have all these temeos here, all these sveikos. Usually, we know the rule is when it comes to Safek Tuma, by Safek anything, there are the rules and regulations. Safek Mamanis is Amos HaMechaber Levaraya. Safek Yisr is Safek Darais Lachomer, Safek Darabana Lakula. Safek Tuma Vitara is Safek Tuma Berusha Suyachid Tame, Berusha Sarabim Tar. So when you have Safek Anida, Safek Anida is a different kind. That's always considered Berusha Suyachid, so to speak, because that's always in private. We had earlier, what about a woman who was being carried in a bed by her friends? Is that three? Is that considered Rosh Hazarabim or not? So we mentioned there for some of the Mefarshim. No, she doesn't count because she's the one that the question is about. So there's only two. But in Hilchos Nida, the Gemara does not bring that up in these types of cases. Amar Mar. But we continue, once this Brice is quoted, we relate to it a little more. Al Besara Safik Tameh, Safik Tahar Tameh. Al Chalukah Safik Tameh, Safik Tahar Tameh. Hey Chidami, where was this stain found? So remember we had in the Mishnah. Well, it's only Tameh if it's found in a place where it could have come from the Makor. So, if it's found below the belt, al chaluka maitar. So why, even if it's on the baggage, should it be tar? V'atanan, our Mishnah said. And if it's found above the Makor, al besara amaitame. So why, even if it's found on her flesh, on her leg, so, or lamala, it would be above her thigh, amaitame, v'atanan, rasa dava besara. If it's found in a place where it naturally would not fall from the makar, so that's tar. So where is it? So either Two possibilities. Even if it's found below, we would still be mitaher if it's found on a beged, because what's the case? It's only found on the beged. She passed through a butcher area where they're shechting animals. So if it's shechting animals in an area and it's only found on the outside beged, not on her basar, so then al basara migufa asi, if it's found on her basar, so then it came from within. So dima ama asi al chaluka mi bai lelishtakuche, if it came from the outside sources, then it should have been found on the chaluk. And if it's not, it must have come from her. Al chaluka, if it's only found on the chaluka mi ama asa, it must have come from outside. Dimi gufa asa al basara mi bai lelishtakuche. Good. V'ibayi seim, so that's if it's found milamata. Kafa gemara m'sechas gittin. Please. V'ibayi seim mechagru lamala. But also, another way to interpret it is mechagru lamala. Kagon de is dakra. Where is it? She found the milamala, but she jumped up, she turned over, she did exercise, she was jumping around. Rashi, zavka atzvala achoreha. She was doing an upside down flip. So al-Bisara, so that's the chilik. If it's found only on one or the other. Al-Bisara, so on the basar, even though it's found above, so vadi migufa asi. So then it must be migufa. Dime alma asi al-chaluka yibay lilishakuche. Because if it's from an outside source, it should have also been found on the chalik. Al-chaluka, and if it's only found on the outside, me alma asi, dime migufa asi al-Bisara yibay lilishakuche. So one of two possibilities, what the brisa is referring to. Ketani mihas. But what do you see, once we now know what the Bryce is talking about, where it was found, but don't we see, Tani Mias, doesn't it say in the Bryce, Al-Bisara, Safik Tame, Safik Tar Tame, all, the only factor that's important, is where, not how. So, it's Tame if it's on the buzzer, Avagav Delo Hergisha. So, the Mishnah, or this Bryce does not mention anything about Hargasha. Va'otnan, and also, our Mishnah, Haroa Kesem, Al Basara, Kineged Beis HaTorfa, Tamei, Avagav Delo Hergisha. Our Mishnah doesn't mention anything about Hargasha. If it's such an important Yesod, Shmuel, shouldn't the Gemara mention it? So Rav Yirmiya Midifti, Mode Shmuel, Shi Tamei Amidurabanan. Aye, the Mishnah, the Shmuel sounds like you need Hargasha. So maybe Shmuel agrees that even without Hargasha, there's Tuma Durabanan. So all of these sources that seem to say that there's Tuma, even without Hargasha, that's talking about Midirabanan, even without Hargasha. Why? Why were Chazal Gozer Tuma Durabanan, even without a Hargasha, according to Shmuel? Again, this is Tuma, not Isser. Talking about Tuma. So, Tuma Vatara, why? So, Machlokas Rashi Tosas. Rashi says, Dilma Hargasha Valavadaita. Maybe there was a Hargasha. Maybe there was Argasha. We just don't, she didn't, feel it. Dilma Argasha, as we discussed, that possibility. Tosfos is out of order here. Second Tosfos. Mode Shmuel, she tvei midrabanan, pirsha kuntris, talin and Dilma Argasha, valadai TV, a nira. Tosfos says, no, it's not just a chshash. Not just a chshash that maybe there was Argasha. Even if we know there was no Argasha, says Tosfos. Da filu muchzak lon shelo hirgisha tmeya. Even if we know for sure there was no Hargasha, Shmuel is still going to hold Tuma Midrabanan. Hoel Verasa Dam Nidas. If you know there was Dam from the Makor, even without a Hargasha, we're still going to be Tamei Midrabanan. That is Shitas Tosfos. Again, a big discussion in the later Achronim about this Machlokes, Rashi and Tosfos. How could our, you know, what if we know for sure, according to Rashi? That is all, though, Dan number one in the Gemara. But Shmuel agrees, Midrabanan. Number one. Number two, Rav Ashi Amar, Shmuel Hu Damar Kareb Nechemya. Rav Ashi says, and again a big discussion in the Aruch Laner and others about the machlokes here between Rav Ashi and Rav Yirmiya. How much of a machlokes is it? But let's just do the pashtos. Rav Ashi says, Shmuel, it's a different understanding than we've had up until now. Shmuel's not based on, when Shmuel says, all Shmuel said, if you remember, is, if she sits on the ground and she stands up and there's a kesem on the ground, that's tahora. So, first day was that, oh, because there's no Hargasha there. So now, Rashi says, no, maybe it has to do with Hargasha. It has to do with where the kesem is found. Where the kesem is found on the ground. The ground is not makabel tuma. That's the ikker point of Shmuel. Shmuel, he da'amar, k'rib nechemya, da'amar, nechemya, omer, kol davar, shino, makabel tuma. Eino mekabel ksamim. Reb Nechemya says that the gzeira of ksamim was only on a davar hamakabel tuma. Remember the way the Chasam Sofer and others say it is that the original gzeira of ksamim was only regarding tuma vitara, and then it was extended labaila. So even though when it comes to Isra v'Heter, there shouldn't be any difference what it's found on, because the original Gzeres Ksamim was about Tumah v'Tahara, and therefore it was limited to a Davar HaMakabel Tumah, then even the extension, which is the only thing that applies to Zman Hazeh, we don't have Tumah v'Tahara today, right? We only have the Isra v'Heter, but still, that limitation is still intact. And that inherent leniency in the world of Ksamim is still intact if it's found on a Davar Sheino Makabel Tumah, Eino Makabel Ksamim. And therefore, Bizman Hazev is found on a Davar Sheino Makabel Tumah, it is not a problem. Tosfos on top, Taima de Reb Nechemya, the Kiva, the Davar Shakesem, Bo Tahor, Gama La'isha La'gazru Tumah. If the thing that it's found on is not Makabel Tumah, the ground, or something that is Mechubra La'karka, let's say it's found on a toilet seat, right, that's also Davar Sheino Makabel Tumah, so that it wouldn't be, we're not gozer on the dam being matame the isha. V'yahi, okay, leave that. That's Rav Ashi and Rav Nechemya. Again, as I mentioned, the Aruch Laner here discusses at length, maybe there is no real machlokes, maybe Rav Ashi is building on Rav Yirmiyah, and he's medayik that in the Rashi here. Look at the Rashi, Rav Ashi Amar, Taima de Shmuel. He says, is it a pasha that is going on Shmuel? So he has a chiddush in terms of how to read this, this Gemara, and specifically she does Rashi. But let's just read the Rashi. Taima de Shmuel de Amar La'el. Batka kargolam v'chulo. Labi shumar gasha. Ela kareb Nechemya. I'm sorry. The Aruch Laner, the Aruch HaSholchan. The Aruch HaSholchan in Kuf Pei Gimel Sif Nun. He has important way of reading this, this Rashi and how he reads the Gemara. La mishum dehargasha ela kareb Nechemya svirelei. De Amar, lo eskiri chachamim zeres kesem ela devar makabel tumah. El kol kanaf tuyif telav kusha. All of these questions that we asked before are not a problem because Shmuel's not talking about hargasha. He's talking about the issue of davar sheino makabel tumah. We generally, I mean, the Shulchan Aruch quotes both ideas. The Hargasha idea, as we mentioned before, in Kuf Tzadi Aleph, and the idea of Eina Makabel Tumah. The Shulchan Aruch there in Kuf Tzadi Sif Yud. Kesem Shenimsa Al Davar She'Eina Makabel Tumah Lo Gazru Alav. And that's in the Shulchan Aruch, which means even for Isser V'Heter, we paskin that it is not, does not Aser. Keitzad Batka Karka Olam. Rama, Beis Hakise, Sheinu Makabel Tumah, O Kol Darver Sheinu Makabel Tumah, V'yashar Lava, once about Kesem V'chein, Kesem Shnimsa Al Beget Savua. That's a different heta, which we'll get to. So that is the halacha, and the Achronim all discuss it here. The Pesachei Tshuva here quotes the Noda B'Yehuda, Be'isha Sheyashar Beis Hakise, Akavua B'Karka, V'hadaf Sheyoshvim Alav, Na'asim and Adaf Sheyorchin Alav. Or v'haya alav tares kli betalish v'yacharkach kavu hasham v'yashva alav aisha matzakesem. Right, it's talish ulobasov chibro. That's almost all of our bathrooms. Right, it is a kli, and then it is mechuba lakarka. So the Ben Yehuda says tahora the kivet shekavu ha ainu makabel tumah v'yafim lo chibro bakarka mishepasach bo nekev gadol kazeh afilu adayin racha mikol tzav yochal arachalov gets into the world. Right, we have to know hilchas kalim for this halacha. You have to know what's a makabel tumah, what's not a makabel tumah. But that's the Noda B'Yehuda, and that is generally what many poskim are makel on if it's found in the if it's found on the toilet seat. What if it's found in the water on the toilet seat? That's an extension, right? Is that considered, because that's in a kli, that's in the water, that's in a makabel tumah. That's a question. What about if it's found on a tissue? Right, that is also, many poskim hold that that is, a tissue is also not something that is makabel tumah, Rav Moshe in Yeridea, in Chelek Dalet, Simin, what Simin is this? Simin Yud Zayin, Os Yud Dalet. Rav Moshe, Marish and Imsa al Niyaros Hadakos Ma'od, Shenasuli Kinuach Mevesa Kisei, Viha Tissues, Im Yesh Lo Din Kesem. So Rav Moshe speaks about this, Yesh Lahakel. Gam laharos lamaisa shein al dedin ksamim, right? Dedin ksamim. Daha he says leinyin ksamim af ksam sofer mefurish shahaniyar af shnasu mitzemer upishkim lo makabli din ksamim fu pischei tshuva. Al mashkal leinyin bikas ed shein abadik. He quotes v'lo b'niyar zakos debim komenu shen nevatel mikol tashmish. After you use it, it's batel. Gam lo nasu mitzemer upishkim. But mish lahakel af bazeh. This is for sure. It is something that you could be makel on in a makabel tumah. I don't think that you have to say that if you accept this from Moshe Lakula, you have to accept his chumrah elsewhere, l'shitaso. Which chumrah we're talking about? Making kiddush on disposable cups. Right? I don't think you have to say this is Dafka l'shitaso. He talks about different sources in each of the tshuvas, right? Ramosha, well known, talks about not making kiddush on a disposable cup. because he thinks it's like that Gemara, I think in Brachas Daf Nun area, it's like a shavur, because it's meant to be thrown out. So a number of points. Number one, many say that it's shavur. It's meant to be this. A shavur is, the Gemara talks about, if the stem is broken, that you shouldn't use for Kiddush or a kosher bracha. But this is not. This is meant to be A. B, these could last for a very long time, very often. You know, the disposable. You could use it 10 times. We just are, you know, in affluent societies, we throw them out. And number three, it could be, and this is what some suggest, Rav Moshe's tshuva was written, and what he was referring to were disposable items that even after one use, right, those cups that sometimes you get in a dentist's office, that even after one use, it just starts falling apart. It's not even a cup anymore. But a cup that's like, we have like hard plastic, that's sturdy, that really is. Some people even use, you know, disposable for the Seder. You know, the meal that was supposed to put out the Kalim, you know, Noim, because you have fancy plastic. So whatever it is, Rav Moshe is talking about that. So even if he is, many poskim are mako, but, you know, just because Rav Moshe says that they're not, doesn't have a shame kli, is not the same rules for toilet paper that's being thrown out that are not makabel tuma. Right? That's, you know, one could be mako here and assume that one can, you know, use the disposable cups if one needs it. Moshe, if you have any, you don't have any other choice, then one can. Again, whenever this comes up, I mentioned that Moshe does not say anything about the minog that some do, is that taking two cups and putting them together. And that, is really not found in the poskim, because according to Moshe, it's two zeros. Right? It doesn't really help. And according to many other poskim, one is fine. So I'm not sure exactly what the double cup, is to give more chashivas, but what kind of chashivas? Maybe the only one outer one is to hold the inner one, because it's not going to be thrown out right away. I'm not sure. But either way, that's the halacha. We paskin the Hargosha halacha, and we paskin the Ein Makabel Tuma halacha as well. But also, again, it's going to come up on Amud Beis, but just to mention it, it's clear from the whole brisa that we just mentioned that sometimes it's not clear where the dam came from. Right? And there are different sources. Even if dam has different sources, right, they didn't know, then the, you know, how to know whether this is dam of shukshal tabachim or whether this is dam nida, right? Even within, we know elsewhere, even, you know, not dam nida, but human blood, we know very famously that it was not clear to Nevuzradan where this blood was from. Remember the case of the Navi Zachariah, not the Navi Zachariah of Chagai Zachariah Malachi, right? That was a later one of the last Naviim. But there was Navi Zachariah. Zachariah was a Kohen, Kohen Gadol. He was the son of Yehoyada and Yehosheva, the two of the two people who should get more credit in Jewish history than they get. They were the ones that saved the one living descendant of David HaMelech after Atalia wiped out the entire Malchus. There was a little baby, Yoash, that she wanted to wipe him out too, but they hid him in the attic over the Kodesh Kodashim for 6 years. They saved Malchus Beis David. And then, you know, he was the king, and eventually, after he was great, but then once Yehoyada died, his father, so then he eventually went sour, and at his behest, they killed the Navi that was giving them Tochacha, who the Navi was, the Kohen Gadol was the Navi, Zachariah, who was the son of these of this couple, who saved Yoash himself. And the Gemara talks about that when Nevuzradan came to the Beis HaMikdash in the Bais Rishon, so he sees blood. Right? And this is the sugyas in Hanizakin about, where is it here? Nun Zayin HaMabes. Ashkechelo dami de Zachariah davi kamaratech v'salik. Right, he sees blood boiling more than 100 years later. Right after he was killed, in the Beis HaMikdash. So he says, "My eye, what's this blood?" Amrulei dam zvachim dish tapich. Right, he says, "It's blood of karbanos." I see dami velo idmi. He brings some other blood; it doesn't look exactly the same. It's interesting that relates to Ilchus Nida. Right, he could tell maybe when it's still wet and boiling, but he could tell the difference. I guess when it's on a beged and it's a little faded, then it's harder to tell the difference between shachud dam shchita and dam nida. But he says, Amalu, he said, I'm recently mutav. If you tell me what's going on here, what blood this is, fine. V'ilav, and if not, I'm going to kill all of you. Masrokinel b'sreichem is rekod parzali. So he says, my name alecha nevia huban. There was a navi to have become mochachlan b'milu deshmaya. It's been like this for hundreds of years. This blood boiling. It's amazing that that itself didn't get the Jews to do tshuva. Didn't get us to do tshuva. The blood was boiling. So, Rachmana Lassan tells the terrible story how many people, hundreds of thousands of people he killed, until he says, well, you want me to kill all of them? And finally the blood stops. and he realizes, wow, there's something going on here, and he does tshuva, nuvas radan, right? He comes back. Anyway, that's the Gittin, Nun Zayin, Amid Veis, but in terms of telling the difference between the Damim. But let's continue now. We only did three lines. So, Bishlamala Rav Ashi. So, fine, according to Rav Ashi, I understand Rav Ashi's interpretation of Shmuel, that it's all about Dover Hamakabal Tumma, Hainu Dukamar Karka. That's why he talks about Karka. That's why he says Karka Olam. Hello, Rav Yirmiyah. But according to Rav Yirmiyah, who said this issue about Hargasha, Mayaya Karka, Afilu Glimanami. According to his shot of Shmuel, even if it was on a beged, so lo mi boy kamer, lo mi boy glima, dilo mivdak shapir, not only would it apply to a beged, which is not, you say, maybe wasn't checked so well, vigal amir me'ama asa, and then therefore you might say, it's lakula because it was there beforehand, elafilu karka, dilo mivdak shapir, the ground that you check, you look, there's nothing there beforehand, vigal amir migufa asya, so there you really might say, it came miguf, tar, no, even there was no hargasha, so we say tahar, it did not come from him, or even if it did, it's not tameh on a daraisa level, according to Rabbi Yirmiyah. Good. Al akeva v'al rosh gadol tameh v'chulu. As the Mishnah described, if the blood is found anywhere in a place on the body where it might have fallen from, then it is tameh. So the Mishnah gives examples of parts of the body that are in striking distance of the drip, says the Gemara. So, Bishlama Keva Avidinagavo Somakam. Find the heel. Sometimes, let's say if a woman would sit in a certain way, her heel could be near Osomakam, and if she sits Indian style. You know, then the heel could be Osomakam, and therefore, it could get there. La Rosh Gola, my time, what, the big toe? How's it going to fall on the big toe? When is that ever under or touching? Well, maybe the big toe touches the heel of the other foot. So sometimes that could happen. So the Gemara says, would we be choshesh for blood going from the makar to the big toe, to the heel, to the big toe? Umimach zakin and tumma mimakom lamakom. Right? General sugya, we discussed this a little bit in the beginning of the Masechta. Are we machzak tumma from one place to another place? You find blood, so you assume it did two steps removed? Vatanya, but we don't go that far. Vatanya, haisalamaka bitsavara, shatucha litlos tola. If there is a maka on her tsavar, on her neck, if it was dam, Rashi quotes, pa'amim shemata es savara lefaneha. What if she like is stretching and she'll bend down so her neck, she'll touch her toes, so her neck will like go, you know, somehow be under and, be able to have dam fall in it. So makam savara she tuchal, makom she tuchal litzlos tola. Al ktefa, if it's on her shoulder, she needs to hold litzlos ena tola. Ve'nomrim sheme biyada natvaso ve'viyata l'sham. You don't say maybe she touched her makom with her hand and then wiped it on her shoulder or something. You're not machzik tumim makom l'makom. So why should the big toe be a problem in the Mishnah? Ela shayni rosh gadla to bahadi de pasa of the Mishrami. No, while she's walking. No, the big toe could go under her. Right? It's direct. Not machzikina tumma mimakom l'makom. Says the Gemara now the other way. We don't say from place to place. Again, this is a sugya mainly elsewhere, beginning of Chulin. This is a general sugya of Tumah. You find not just in Hilchas Nida. If it's found on her knuckles, Temeya. So Yadayim Askanios, the hands are all over. So how would it be on her knuckles? So we assume it'll be on one hand will touch, and then the other hand will touch the knuckles of the other hand. So my time, Alam Mishon Arina Batka Bachad Yada V'Naga Be'idach Yada, isn't that an example of Tumah Mimakom Lamakom? And therefore, doesn't that prove the other way? Lo, Shiny Yada Dekula V'Naga. No, maybe it went directly on the knuckles. Maybe her hand touched them Oso Makom, and it went directly on the back of the hand. Good. Machlokas discussion, the Rishonim here. What's the exact case, with finding on the hand? Yadai Maskanios. Has she washed her hands? Does she know her hands were clean beforehand? Right? Different, days. The Rashba here, the Rambam discusses it, and the Shulchan Aruch discusses it in Kuftzad. Again, all of these halachas are quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. This is in Kuftzadi, Sif Yud Aleph. Right? Sif Yud Aleph, which is the summary, really, of our halachas that we have in the Mishnah. Lo b'chol makom she'imsa sham kesem temeya. Elo b'makom she'efsher shebasha min amakor. Right? It's only with it's possible. Ketzad. Nimsa al. And again, the shilas do come up. I have gotten shilas. You know, shilas found in places where it's possible and places where it's not possible. Right? And, you know, you have to ask. even if we don't know vade, where it might have come from, but if we know it did not come from a drip, you know, it's in a different area, and we know the woman was not, didn't exercise or do other, types of movements, so then it wouldn't be a problem. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. You have to just use one's head. Keitza nimsal akeva tameya, nimsal kol orech shoka, uparsoseam yibifrim. Right, we'll have to get to this in a second. We'll mention this in a second. But let's get to our issue. V'chenim nimsal rosh godel ragleha. V'koshikana ragleha mamish. V'chenim nimsal yadeha. Afilu al kishrei etzpo seha shahayadayim askaniosein. That's our Gemara. V'shem anagu ba'oso makom. Right, maybe she touched and she didn't realize it. Right, she scratched herself. She had an itch, whatever it is. She might have touched herself and might have gotten some dam on her hand. Sidre Tara is in the back, but the Pesach Shuvi again quotes the Sidre Tara here. Dafka min astam chayshina shem anagu biyada b'makom de efshar lipol damina makar. Avalim Amra, Bari Lishalonagati Bosanakomos, Efshar Lipol. I never touched there. I'm wearing tight fitting clothes, and I know. As a woman could say, I never touched inside. Right? So then, Ne'emenes, she's believed, Alo Amrina and Davi Milson Lo Rami. We don't say that she wasn't focused. The woman says, I know, my hands weren't askanios. Right? I didn't, so then, she's believed. Vegam Nered, the Afla Devri Amachmirim, Kaharambam. The Kesem Shal Absari and Sarach Shir, we'll get to that. Because Mako, but Ipsal Yodea, Yishlisbach Alaposkim Dafta Absara Tzricha Shir. Okay, we'll have to, come back to that if we remember. Anyway, that's the Pischei Tshuva quotes that if she knows for sure, that she did not touch, so then we would be Mekel and she would be Naaman. Again, this is all about the world of Ksamim. Yadayim Askanios, as we know, also comes up. Maybe she's not Naamanis if it was after she fell asleep. Because we know that's one of the three reasons we wash our hands every morning. Yadayim Askanios. Machlokas, Rosh, Rashba, Zohar. Right? What are the three reasons we wash our hands in the morning? And we're machmir, like all of the reasons, 10 different nafkaminas, that we're machmir for all the reasons, lechadchila. We need all the reasons in order to make a bracha, but we need any one of the reasons just to do netilas yadayim. Right? The three reasons are either yadayim askanios, our hands touch different parts of our body during our sleep, and therefore, we have to wash our hands in the morning to make sure that we have clean hands. That's the sheet of the Rosh in Maseches Brachas in the last parak. The Rosh ben the Tshuva quotes, no, Birya Chadasha. We're like a Kohen about to do the Avoda every morning. So we watch the Kohen washes his hands in the Kiyor, so we wash our hands also. The Bishachar and Anasim Birya Chadasha, Aleph Kuf Tzadi Aleph. In the Rashba, Tzichan on the Lahodos Leisbrach Hashabon Lechvodo Lesharso Tzichan Les Kadosh Bektushaso Kekoen Shemakadosh Yadav Min Hakiyar Kodem Avodaso. So Machlokas Rosh Rashba, but according to either of those two reasons, you don't need to do it three times each, right? That's because of the Kabbalistic reason, and that is that there's a Ruach Ra, that Shora on our hands, either when we sleep or at night. One of those two. That's why we only make a bracha if it's both. And the other reasons. So that is why, three reasons. But again, Yadayim Askanios, same thing that applies here. We might not have known, but again, when one sleeps, then one is not going to be Ne'emenis. What if one wears gloves to sleep? So then you don't have the issue of Yadayim Askanios, right? Because you see the gloves are still on. But the other reasons, what, Ruach Ra doesn't go through gloves? Ruach Ra goes through gloves. Birya Chadasha, that goes through gloves. What if one slept during the day? What if one didn't sleep during the night? Right? All the different, nafkaminas that come up. Related to this issue, again, all parts of the what if, what does one need a kli? Many differences that are spoken about in that siman in Shulchan Aruch in the beginning of Aruch Chaim. Okay, let's continue. Al shokav process of mibefnim v'chulu. So the Mishnah said, if it's found on the leg or on the thigh inside, mibefnim ad hecha, where does it mean inside? Ami de berabyanai ad makom chevek. The inner part where the hamstring is. Ibailu makom chevek elefnim o kolachutz, that spot. What is that considered? Tashmat, the time of Katina, and Malcolm Chevev, and Chevev Chasmuk Lefim. It's considered inside. Rav Chiya Berei, Rav Avia Masi Labahedya, Ami de Berabianai, and Malcolm Chevev, and Chevev Asmo Kilifnim. Fine. So it's found, as the Shulchan Aruch said, as the Mishnah said, anywhere within that one would think, it makes sense for it to be found if it came from the Makar. By Rabbi Yirmiyah, Kishir Mahu. What if it's found, but it's in an unusual shape? You find a circle where inside there's no dam, but it's like a bracelet. Shear is like a bracelet. Kishura mahu. You find a dotted line in a straight line. A regular straight line, that's mamish, that's the normal place that one would, how one would find it. But Kishur Amau, what if it's found in a line? But as Tosva says, tipin, tipin, dots in a line, right? Then, tipin, tipin, mahu. What about just tipin, tipin, right? It's not, connected in a line, and it's not dafka, in a line like a shur is. L'rochav yirecha mahu. What if it's found horizontally? Right? You would think that if it fell from the makar, it would be vertical. Right? It wouldn't be a horizontal line. So in all these unusual cases, so, tashma, al-basara, safik tame, safik tara tame. So al-basara, my lavki agavna, the brisa that said that it's found under basar, so it's safik, it's tame, so isn't it, aren't these cases? No. Lo, dilma, avidavakurisua. Maybe the brisa is talking about where it's found, in a wife line, the regular case that one would find it. So that would be, how it will be found. Let's just do the story and then we'll make an important diuk. Hey, it's a dishtakach de dama bimashtisa. There was a woman who found dam on the loom that she was working on. Asa kamidir b'yanai, omar la, tezel v'tesi. Work on it again. Let's see if the place where the blood was found is a place where it could have been fallen from you. Vatani yishona v'tara, it's in it we learned earlier, back in the first parak, that we don't do, when you have a question about tumah v'tara, right, you don't do it again. Remember that was the case where a person was putting on a talis, and he might have touched a source of tumah, and then the chashuke chemed there discussed, so he's putting on a talis, they knocked over somebody's watch, and it broke. So, ki amrita, ain't shona l'kula, av l'kula shonin. Maybe we're not shona l'kula. But lechumra, we would be shona, and therefore here too, which is lechumra, to see if it's going to be tameh, we would be machmir. This gemara sounds like, right, it sounds like blood fell on the thigh, and what if it looks like this, what if it looks like that? It sounds like what many Rishonim hold, that not only, as we have mentioned, is there a minimum shear for a stain, for a kesem on beged, but there's also a minimum shear on the body. On the body. Why is that important? Because of the Rambam. The Rambam in Yisurei Bia, in Perek Tes, let me just see if I can find this for a minute. Perek Tes, Halacha Vav. The Rambam says, yeah, but if it's found on her body, there is no shear. Any amount is going to be a problem, as long as it's in a place where it could have come from the Makar. Ma bein kesem anipsal basara la kesem anipsal b'gadeha, she kesem anipsal basara ein lo shear, says the Rambam. Ein lo shear. The Ramban, and Ilchas Nida, no. It's also gris. Also a gris. So that's a machlokas Rishonim. The Ravid here also argues on the Rambam based on our Gemara. Our Gemara is giving all these shapes and all these shapes. What do you mean? It's obviously, it's more than a dot. Right? So says the Ravid. Lo mechuvar, shaharei, shal reb yirim, yal kesem, shebibsara, tipin tipin mahu. Vimein lo shir, mashal. Right? Just one tip. One dot. Va'ol ki bederech er echad nishnu b'mishnah. Cholak lamata menachagur basar keneged, right? Our brice that we had on the bottom of Amid Beis was paralleling basar and beged. V'yakul anamru tole b'chol davar v'o shekaruhu kesem v'im kidvarav she'en tzvi chashir afi tmeya umone me'osa shav. Ain't okay, it wouldn't be a kesem, that maybe it would be called a re'iyah because k'samim need a shir. So either way, many we showed him argue, and the pashas of this Gemara is against the Rambam. It's 2 days in the Shulchan Aruch. Generally, there is room to be mekel. Again, if for the shear, like most we've shown him, but again, this Gemara also sounds like that as well. Good. Let's continue. Says the Gemara, Haisa poshtaso v'chulu. What if she, the end of our Mishnah, right? She has a clothing that she's miskasebo that she wears during the night. So then anywhere it's the kesem is found, that's going to be a problem. Because the begin moves around on her. It's a loose-fitting begin. Tanya, Amr, Blazer Rabbi Yossi, Dover Zeho, Resi, Be'ir, Romi, Le'isser. Blazer Rabbi Yossi says, this is the way I paskint in Rome, Le'isser. Ukshabasi Eitzel Chachamim Shebedarim, when I came back to Eretz Yisrael, Amru Li, Yafeho Resiya. They told me, good, I paskint correctly. What do you mean when I went to Rome? You can't not remember the story. Mi'ilu Yuzayin. Right, there's one story in Shas where Blazer Rabbi Yossi goes to Rome. Remember the story? Or sure, there's one. There's only Agadata in all Maseches Meila, right? Daf Yud Zayin, where there was a Gzera, right? That Bnei Yisrael were not allowed to Gzeras Malchus. They weren't allowed to keep Shabbos, do Bris Mila, or Boel Nidos. They had to be Boel Nidos. So first they tried to Reuben Strubly infiltrated and was able to get rid of the Gzera, and then they found that he was a Jew, so they put it back. So what happened? They said to Reuben Bayachai, who was a little bit benisim, Reuben Bayachai said, well, I don't want to go alone, let me go with Reb Lazar Rabbi Yossi. And Rabbi Yossi didn't want Rabbi Elazar to go because Rosh HaMeichai sometimes got upset and would, you know, take it out on Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yossi. But either way, he promised not to, and then he got mad at him anyway, and then, you know, the Rishonim there discussed, you know, what exactly happened when he said, Al Yachzor HaBenei to Laviv. But Lamaisa, they got to Rome, and remember the case, there was a demon that helped him out, and then Rosh HaMeichai exorcised the demon from the daughter of the Caesar, and they went into the treasure house and found the Gzeira and ripped it up. And then that Gemara ends off. And that's where Blazer Rabbi Yossi said, I saw Dam on the paroches in that treasure house. That's when he went to Rome. That's when he went to Rome. So here's referring to that story. Right? When I was in Rome, Blazer Rabbi Yossi says, when I was in Rome, I told him, Lister, right, how many times was he in Rome? Maris Chayes here, I think, points that out also. Not too often. But again, this is referring to that story. Okay. Tanu Rabbanan, Arucha Shalav Shachaluka Shalksara. What if a tall woman wore a short woman's beged? Viksara Shalav Shachaluka Shalarucha. Or the opposite. So Imagia Kanega Besa Torfa Shalarucha Shdantameos. If the beged is long enough so that it's below the belt of the tall woman, and it's for sure below the belt of the short woman, then it's Tame. Right? If they're both Tame. Because you don't know, right, let's say the tall one wore it and then the short one wore it, or vice versa. V'yim lav, and if it's not long enough, meaning it's not low enough for it to be come from the tall one, so arucha tarav, k'sara tameya. Tani idach batka chaluka v'shalta lachaverta. What happens if a woman gives her friend a pre-checked beged? Pre-checked, so meaning clean. And then, so he tarav, and then the second woman finds a kesem on it. So he tahor up. The chaverta tolaba. So he tahora. The first one is tahora, and the second one could be tola that it's from her. We'll have to get back to that. Why should that be? Then it's tied to the sasri. Amar Ravashi uli inyan dina tanan. No, that's only referring to the din regarding kibus. Rashi on the bottom. The kibus akesem and acholak tanan. The chaverta tolaba. The second one could say, I don't believe you that it was checked, so I'm not paying for the cleaning. Payment, right? I'm Moshe Mechaber, all of Araya. Aval inyan tuma, he tarav a chaver to tumeya. But regarding tuma, no, the second one has to assume tumeya because she found a kesem on it. Tosas talks about here in terms of she'ela, you know, what is she'ela real, bilus? Okay. Maishna mehadetanya. So he asked the Gemara, why is this different? Mehadetanya from the following. Shnei nashim she'zazka b'zibur echad. Two women that were involved in one bird. Ve'einbo ela shechting a bird. Ve'einbo ela kesela dam. And there's only, the whole bird only has a sela of dam. Ve'nimsa kesela azu, kesela azu. And there's a sela on both of them. So only one of them can be tameh. Shtan tameos, you don't know, so they're both tameh. So why in the previous case do we say that they're not both tameh? So answers the Gemara, shiny hasan, di kesela yisera. No, the difference is because over there, right, in this case, you know, there's an extra sela. So where else did it come from? You have no idea where to be told it on. Rashi, umay chaz is the tallest le sela the yisera the tmeya pach the talya pahach. You can't choose one over the other. In the previous case, the first one had the beged checked. The Rishonim discussed what was the havamina here. What was the havamina to compare? Of course, the first case it was the first woman checked it before she gave it. And this one, they're equal. So the Rishonim discuss it, Tosfos here, and the Rashba here, and others, wonder what the Havamina was in terms of the comparison. Tana Rabbanan, Lofsha, Shlosha Chalukos, Abadukin La, if she wore three Chalukos, one on top of the other. Rashi, Ze Al Gav Ze, Imichol Etzlos, Tola Vafila B'tachto, and she wore in three at one time. If she could be Tola, if there's some other source that she could say where the dam came from, she could be Tola, even if it's found on the lowest one. Ein yuchol litlos, and if she has no source, ein yitola filo be'elyon, then she can't be Tola even on the outer one. Ketzad, for example, avar b'shuk shol tabachim, if she passed by a butcher area, Tola filo b'tachton, even if she finds on all three. Right, if she only found on the inner one and not the outer two, that's a problem. But lo avar b'shuk shol tabachim, at be'elyon, eino Tola. So again, this is also, as we mentioned, I don't know if we summarized it the last time, but there are five built-in kulas, not leniencies, but built-in kulas that where ksamim don't apply. So we mentioned already a number of them. Number one, if it's found on a davar sheino makabel tuma, that was today's daf on Amud Aleph. Number two, if there's a tlia, if there's any type of tlia, like we just said, avar b'shuk shel tabachim. Number two. Number three, we'll have to get to begadim tzivonim, right? Colored begadim. Number four is it has to be the size of a gris, right? It has to be the size of, that's what we're going to get to soon, in a few minutes. Right? So those are four there's one more, but those are the four that we can mention, but three of them came up on today's daf. And we're tole on everything that she can be tole on. So in the Chashuk Yechem, he talks about an interesting, what if a woman is having issues with, no, it's not something that generally would ever come up, but maybe it might. A woman is having problems with staining. It has with staining. She could do bedikas, but she's having problems with staining, which sometimes, you know, often comes up. A woman says, well, maybe if I scratch myself inside on purpose, I could create a tliya, so then all the ksamim I could be tol on, and there wouldn't be a problem. So I'm not allowed to do that. Chavala letzorech. You're not allowed to wound yourself, right? And generally, not allowed to scratch yourself. That's the, not only are you not allowed to wound anyone else, you're not allowed to wound yourself. So, what about this case? But you're wounding it for a purpose. So, he wrote to Levakesh me arofa, shetachtoch betoch apruzdar, seret katan, hamotzi dam, vehaz, and tires safek dam, hitahora. So, Chashuk Yechem here is not, a fan of that. You know, right now, you know, there's a problem. So, you have to figure out how to solve the problem. Right, if it's coming from the makar, and you know it's coming from the makar, and it's only a kesem, you know there's no other choice. You can't create the tliya. Lafi adin itzricha linog tuma imkei no mar azav yoreisam elokach ani Hashem also levroch mi matzav sheish linog bo iser. Besides chavala ba'atzmo, whether this is enough of a tzarech, but again, it's an interesting possibility. Good. So tov b'chodav sheyichol adal shach tov b'hemachayv of if she shechs a animal nisaska b'ksamim or she's involved in some other type of ksamim or she yasha b'sada asukin bohen or she was next to those who were osek hargama acholes hariza tolaba or if she killed a louse right which has blood that's similar so then all of these are tlios interesting she shechted that's the first tosis in chulin could a woman do shechita right hakol shochtin first mishnah in chulin. Hakol shochtin, is that a language b'dieved? Is that lachanchila? That's the first Tosfos quoting the Sefer Hilchas Eretz Yisrael. Right, Kasuv Hilchas Eretz Yisrael, first Tosfos in Chulin. The Nashim lo yishchatu mebnei shadaitan kalos. What does that mean in this context? The Ein Nira, and he says why? Dafil Mukdashim, what's the problem? So Machlokas Rishonim whether a woman can shech lachanchila. So here it talks about shachta. So is this a language of b'dieved? Is this lachanchila? But it's interesting. Lamaisa she did it. Ad kamatole viter. How until what? How far can she be tole? Ad gris shall pull, as we just said, gris. And remember the Rambam, that's only on the baguette, not on the body. Viyavo bishalarga. And Rabbi Chaim Antigonus adds, even if she did not kill a macholas, if it's smaller than a gris, then she does not have to worry about it. And that's what we generally hold, right? How much is a gris? So we are generally assume the size of an American penny. Right, that's the size of a gris. And, you know, anything smaller than that, even if it's red, and even if it's, there's no other tliya, again, any of these work, and even if it's on a davar makabel tuma, any of these tliyas work independently. You don't need all of them. Anyone works independently. Vitola bibno bavaila, and also she can be tola on her son or her husband, Rashi im yesh bahem maka. Right, if they have a maka. The Rambam says, or any other tliya. What if her son was in a painting chug, and then she came home, and they did red, and it was still wet when they came home, and she gave her a hug, and whatever it is, one has to use, again, tliyas are all using one's head. Emyesh ba maka v'yichol lehigaleya, what if she has a wound, ula hotzidam, she has a wound, and it can become, even if it's dried out, it could have been moist, and then become hardened again. A woman came in front of Rabbi Akiva. Amrlo, Raisi, Kesem. Amrlo, Hashem, Amaka, Isabech. Maybe you had a Maka. Amrlo, Hain. V'chaisa, yeah, it healed. Amrlo, Hashem, Yichol, Higalol, Hosi, Dam. Amrlo, Hain. The Tia, Rabbi Akiva. Akiva said, okay, you have a Tliya. Ra, Talmidim, Istachlin, Zebazeh. His Talmidim wondered. Amrlo, Hem, Ma'adav, Rekosha, Beinechem. What's the problem? Shlo, Amru, Chachamim, Hadav, Lahachre, Lahakel. The whole area of Ksamim is a Chumrah. So once it's a chumrah, the Rabbanan said, you could look for kulas in this world of, this created world of Durabanan. Shenemar, v'isha kiya tia zava dam yezova bivsara dam v'lo kesem. Ksamim are all, the whole world of ksamim is Durabanan, and therefore, one could look for kulas. Yes, we find sometimes the concept that Durabanan have to, dini Durabanan have to have more chizuk than dinim daraisa. We do find that, but specifically in this case, where it's a whole created world, yes, you have to keep these halachas, but within within this world, Rabbanim put in inherent leniencies, limitations for these this area of halacha. Especially, as we mentioned also in the world of Heta Labaila, as we mentioned earlier in the Masechta, that we always try to be weighted lakulas. Even in the Chumra created area, we try to be weighted lakula. The Maariz Chayetz here, and in his other writings, also points out, is this halacha against the Taz? The Taz in Yaradeya and in Aruchayim Hilchas Rosh Hashanah, the Taz that we probably haven't mentioned in a while, where the Taz's Yisod is Dover Shem Afurish Laheter in the Torah, that the Rabbanah do not have the power to Aser. If the Torah doesn't mention something, the Rabbanah can Aser it. But if the Torah says Beferis Laheter, what's the Taz's context? Remember, you can't use musical instruments on Shabbos and Yantif. Ask the Taz, so why are you allowed to blow shofar? Even when Rosh Hashanah falls out on a weekday. It's a musical instrument. You can't blow shofar on Sukkot. You can't blow shofar on Pesach. So why could you blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah? Answer, because the Torah says to blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah. If the Torah says to do this, then the Rabbanah can't say, it's always Usser. If they say it's Usser when it falls out on Shabbos, fine. But anything that's mufurish, leheter, the Rabbanah don't have the power. The Minchas Chinuch, at least 5, maybe 10 times, maybe more, discusses this Taz in his commentary in the Minchas Chinuch. But what about here? It's Beferish Dom Velo Kesem. So is that against the Taz? How does the Taz work that out? Okay, that's what the Maariz Chayetz notes. Weiter. Eicha Yenosim Dachas Akarben Im Salav Dam. If you find an aid, a checking garment under the pillow, Benim Salav Dam, and it's that she used and there was Dam on it, Ogol Tahar, because a round spot is not what would come from a wipe. Mashach Tameh, Devir Blazer Reb Sadak. Tanin Al Hadatan Rabbanah, and Maisa Vatala Remeir Bekilar. Remeir was tole on some type of eye solvent that, well, you put this on, that's where it must be from. Rebbe Tala Bisraf Shikama, some other type of, Tliya from the sap of a tree. Osha Yashva, Yashva in Lo Yashva Lo. If she was sitting by the Shukshal Tabachim, right, that's the only time, that it can work. Lo yashva lo, tatino hadra tana rabbanan. Of Rabbi Shukshal Tabachim, if she just passed by, somebody doesn't lay something, lo needs to lay tola. She could be tola. Savig avra, savig lo avra, tameya. If she vada is in the situation, then you could be tola. If you're not sure if she was in the situation, then you're not. So yashra, she has to dafka be in the situation. So then yashra bitsadha oskin bohen. That was what it was. She sat next to the ones who were osay. Then she could be tola. Harga macholes, harga in lo, harga lo. So the Tanakama holds only if she actually killed a macholes. Masisa mani of shivim gamlieli. The Tanya, harga tola lo harga eno tola divr of shivim gamliel. Vacham omri begach omegach tola. Chum say even if she didn't kill a macholes, she could be tola if that's the size. But again, once it's a gris, then that's too big to be a louse. Amr of shivim gamliel, l'divarai ain kates, l'divarai ain sof, l'divarai, to me, who I say you have to have killed a louse, ain kates. Shein l'chayisha shetar l'baylo. You'll never be able to use this kula. Shein l'chal kamita v'mita, shein v'kama tipe dam ma'acholas. Right, in those days, also hygiene was different. There are red dots all over sheets. So you're going to tell me if she didn't know that she killed a macholas, she can't be tola. So no woman's going to be tola l'baylo. L'divar chaveira ain't sof. But according to the chachamim, then there's always kulas. Well, you don't need to know. Shein l'chayisha, shein l'tar l'abayla, shein l'chal kalsan v'sadin, shein b'kamei tibei damim. So you'll always be able to be tola. So I think each of our shitas are too extreme. Aval nirin diri b'chanim in atiganis, midvarai umidivrehem. I think b'chanim in atiganis is better than either of ours, because we don't focus on the shear. We just focus on you killed or you didn't kill. Shahaya omer ad kama hitola ad kagris shel pol. Ulidvarav anu modim. And we like his words. Good. Tosis points out, if you know you killed a lot of lice, so then you're allowed to be told it even more. Okay. Ula Rabbanan Dami Tola Ad Kama. The Rabbanan say, even if he didn't kill, so until how big? Okay, another shear. Period. Tana Rabbanan, Pishpesh ze erko karachbo v'tamo karecho. Pishpesh is that's only a spot that it is equal length and width. And it's tamo is karecho. It's tam is like it's, there's a connection between its taste and its odor. Bris krusel shkola molo meriachbo. And even if you just crush it up in your hands, this type of bug, meriachbo, you'll smell it. Erko karachbo, so what are those, what is this brisa teaching me? Erko karachbo lenin ksamim. Erko karachbo lenin ksamim regarding ksamim. Meaning if you find this shape, then you can assume it's that, bug. Taimo karecho lenin truma. Regarding what? It's not. Osha tom tom tishpesh mefivareze yiflot. As we know, if somebody finds, is eating truma, and they this taste is in their mouth, so you gotta spit it out. Why? Because you're eating a bug. Minayada, how do you know? Tamo karecho, right? How do you know? Because even if you've never eaten a bug before, you've smelled the bug. Because if you crush it, you might have crushed it before, and then you could smell it. Because chazirim carry xamim all over the place. The city of Dokeres, kiir sheish b'chazirim damya. Okay, that city is like a city of chazirim. Tosafot discusses whether you could rely on this bizman hazeh, in a place where it's not ragil to have chazirim. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Hashem, we will continue again. Next stop will be, put up from the last cycle. And again, as we get closer to the, as we get closer to the Siyumim, so please remember that Thursday night, January 2nd, in the Yom Gizel of West Hempstead, 8 o'clock is Meir, followed by a mini shir and a Siyum and some refreshments. Sunday morning is in the Romer Shul in Tinek, and that is after davening. There's a shir. The OU is starting the daf brachas daf beis, and the Thursday night after, January 9th, here in Beit Shemesh in Nofei Hashemesh, please RSVP if you would like to join. Rosnerdafyomi@gmail.com. And, that is, please RSVP. That'll be for men and women, a Siyum Shir, dinner. So we'd love to have everyone celebrate the, Gomer Shel Torah and the Haskalah Shel Torah again. Okay, we'll, stop here.